This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Denver police have now arrested three people connected to the shooting in lower downtown Denver after the Nuggets won the NBA championship. At around 12:30 a.m., amid thousands of revelers on Market Street, gunfire erupted. Police say there was a fight that led up to it, and one suspect in the case was shot, but so were nine bystanders. Two of the suspects were arrested for illegally having firearms, and one was arrested today, and he's being held for attempted murder. Coloradans are dealing with a lot of property damage after this week's severe storms. The state's insurance division says insurance agents are swamped, and it could take a while for an adjuster to get to your home. CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports on what to do in the meantime.
It's important to start your claim as soon as possible, and make sure to document the damage by taking photos once it's safe to do so. Stop the damage from getting worse by boarding up windows and covering cars. The insurance division says not to rush into a settlement if you don't agree with the insurer's initial assessment, and to be sure to review your policy's deductible. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Colorado Highway 7 could remain closed through the end of the month. CDOT has been removing rocks from the highway since June 14th, when a rock slide left boulders strewn across the road. The agency says it's about 90% done with the cleanup. Its new goal is to have everything cleared out by late next week. Right now in Grand Junction, it'll be hot this weekend with highs in the 80s and 90s. Monday, expect a high of 96. In Denver, look for highs in the mid-80s this weekend under sunny skies. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.